G'day guys, welcome to Beat the Reset. Tim here, the guy in the hat with my two army generals. Finally got the gang back together at last. On this side, we've got, of course, the Samurai of Silver from Liberty Bullion, all the way back from the United States. Anyway, Sammy.
Oh, bloody epic, Timmy. What a time to be alive, some might say.
Some would say that.
Yeah.
And on the other side, we've got the Baron of Bitcoin from Stormrake. How are you, sir?
Mate, feeling electric. Great to have Sammy back in the crew. Obviously with here with Tim as well. I'm just super excited to have my brothers in arms back there. You guys are not bullish enough.
No, I think that's a fair point. Now, Sammy, just before we start, tell us a little bit about your trip to the US. Was it a terrible experience?
Oh, look, Timmy, I've got to say it was one of the best experiences of my life. The first 2 weeks of it was all work. So that was Oklahoma, the coin show there. That was incredible. Texas, getting the business set up and doing a few things there. So that was really productive, really enjoyed it. And then the last part of the trip was just straight holiday. 2 week road trip up the East Coast, starting in Miami, ending up in Boston. Best holiday of my life. So I'm back. I'm refreshed, refueled, reinvigorated, inspired by the land of liberty, and ready to bring that liberty to Australia. So yeah,
And the
absolutely
Fed
epic.
and the Federal Reserve building was having some works done. And I was thinking, when they get the contractors in, do they just go in, print some cash out on the machine, and just,
Well,
get, is that how they do
contractors do like to be paid in cash, so that would be
it?
the way to do it if I was
Perfect.
doing it. It's a funny one where can you believe that they need to spend all this money on a building where they print money? What? Okay.
Well, as
Anyway.
I said, how are they going to print the digital? But anyway, all right, Bish, how's your week been so far?
Electric, brother. It's been an awesome start to the week. Great to have Sammy back, of course. We've been
Yeah.
going out there. We've seen Bitcoin trading at around 116. It's just been great all around. No complaints.
All right, let's get straight into the markets because the big news of the day, silver's on its way to 43 US. What is driving these markets? I had a look at the gold and silver graphs this morning. They're both going,
Yep.
they like dancing together.
It's the
What's
right
going on?
direction. So, look, it is absolutely incredible out there. Spot gold at the moment, we're looking at $3,680 per ounce, guys. That
Ooh.
is closing on that $4,000 mark
Is that
nicely.
an ATH? Very
That
close,
would
isn't
be,
it?
if not an ATH, it would be very, it is an ATH. So,
All-time
yes,
highs.
new all-time high last night on gold. New all-time highs in Aussie on silver. What a bloody time to be alive. Now, silver's the real star of
What a
the show
bloody
here.
time to be alive. You had a bloody to
Mate, it's just going off like a frog in a sock. So, look, silver at $42.70 per ounce, guys. $42.70. Guys, it wasn't that long ago I was talking about, oh, we're going to smash through 40. Just wait, just wait. Now we're almost at 43. We're going to be at 50 soon enough. Phuket, boat parties, etc.,
You
etc.
actually got to start looking at the boats now,
Yeah, I've got to start planning. Yeah,
yeah, because we'll be there in less than 6 months.
it's rapidly
Well, it might
approaching.
even be sooner than
So,
that. Yeah,
it could
absolutely.
be. The way it's running now, I have said that we're going to see 50 within the next 6 to 9 months. I may not be bullish enough, as Vicious says. We may be looking at the next 3 to 6. So, yeah, what a time to be alive,
Does
guys.
the rise of like AI and computing power have anything to do with silver's rise as well?
Look, it does, in that silver is the most industrially useful metal and is highly used in electronics due to its properties of being superconductive, and it's in computer chips, everything. So in a world in which we need AI and huge data centers and big solar panels to power them, all of that requires a boatload of silver. So yes is the short answer. But what I see moving price at the moment is what we've been talking about for a long time: the Federal Reserve, interest rate policy, inflation kicking back up again. You look at different commodity prices, copper's flying, oil's on the way back up again. It's not just gold and silver, platinum, palladium, it's all running. So yeah, this is a commodities move as a whole. We talk about being commodities investors. It is the commodities market as a whole. But how do you play commodities as an investor? You by buying and stacking monetary precious metals, gold, silver, and then some platinum as well, which is precious but not monetary. So yeah, it's an absolutely epic time to be a commodities investor in general. Of course, gold, silver are the place to be in the commodity space. So yeah, it's bloody epic out there, guys.
That's an incredible wrap up there. I mean, where do you get this sort of information from?
Beat the reset and Liberty Bullion.
And Liberty
Yep,
Bullion and
absolutely.
Stormbreaker, of
And
course.
Stormrake. Yep.
Well, Bitcoin trading in the range, when's it
Yes.
going to break out?
I would say, look, as long as gold and silver remain the stars as they should be, Bitcoin will continue to trade in the range. This is the great thing about our portfolio is that whilst gold was trading in the range for a little while and it was in that kind of 3 month consolidation before that beautiful breakout that we just saw, Bitcoin was just up and up and up, printing new all-time highs. Now it's great to see gold printing all-time highs and it will continue to do so. I think that Bitcoin will play catch up in Q4 in a pretty big way, but I'm still anticipating new all-time highs before the end of this month. It's just a 6% move. Bitcoin can do that overnight. We're trading at around 116 at the moment. Full disclosure, everybody, I bought a ginormous parcel of Bitcoin just the other day.
Thanks for
So
disclosing that.
no, because I'm in the same exact position that I put my clients in. This is what Sammy does as well. This is what you do as well. We put our investors in the exact same positions that we're taking. So I finally closed off the books for the month of August. I bought myself a giant bag of Bitcoin. But here's what's crazy, right? Get this, right? I spent about six figures on Bitcoin, right? About 110K on Bitcoin. 110,000 Australian dollars doesn't even get you one Bitcoin these days anymore. It's devastating. You know what I mean? It's actually devastating.
It is
That's
hard.
upsetting, isn't it?
It is upsetting because, like, I remember being able to buy 10 bitcoins with $10,000. You know what I mean? And imagine back in the day, you know, when silver was like, when you and I were talking about it was like literally like 15 bucks.
I remember going into the bullion dealer, buying my first ounces of silver. You could get two for 50.
Two for 50.
Today, you're going to pay
And
$75 for
people
one
were
ounce.
still saying, and people were still saying back then, no, it's not going to happen.
It's
It's
not
not going to
going
happen.
anywhere. These precious metals, they never go up. You're going, what are you talking about? What
Yeah.
do you mean?
We
But hey, you're always going to get the naysayers. It is what it is.
Big moves this week, boys. Federal Reserve meeting on Thursday morning, our time, 5 a.m. Jerome Powell, the Mac Daddy of markets, is going to come out and say,
Drop
some
the rates,
drop the rates. So, I mean, what are your boys' thoughts on the J Powell dropping rates and printing in extraordinarily high
Well,
inflation?
I've got my thoughts. Can you just pass this one
Oh,
to me?
yes. I
Can
mean,
you pass one to Sammy as well? There we go. 2023 is a great reset.
Can you print it backwards so that way when we hold it up, it's.
Well, it actually should be around the right way on the channel.
Oh,
Okay.
right.
No, I've got the camera actually.
I mean, look. Flash. You gotta buy it. You
There's
gotta
actually
come.
a centerfold on here. There's a silver bar in
Yeah,
here.
this is to me.
Like,
Hey, Timmy, is that a nude?
Well, I had to do something to sell the book, guys.
Oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
fair enough.
in
You gotta give
my
the
age
people what
group,
they want.
that's sought after in the over 70s age group.
Oh,
All right, now, boys, back to business.
Back to business.
Bish, it was interesting what you were saying. You said that you would never position your clients in anything that you wouldn't do. What's your favorite position?
Long Bitcoin.
You don't like short positions?
No.
All right. So, Sammy, this is epic what's happening with silver.
It is.
But here's the thing. Silver has been higher. Gold is in all-time high,
Yes.
but silver's not.
Silver has been higher in US dollars in the past. So
But in Aussie, it is ATH.
but in Aussie, it is at all-time high. So this is the reason why. In 2011, silver was actually 50 US dollars an ounce. Today, we're, 43. So $7 US higher than where it is now. But here's the thing. Back in 2011, one Aussie dollar bought you one US dollar. Not today. I just came back from the US, 63 cents.
Wow.
So that is
It
why
hurts.
we're seeing all-time highs in Aussie, is because, the Aussie is just cratering into the ground.
40%.
40% drop in 14 years, right?
Yeah.
And that's
Against worthless US dollar.
against the worthless fiat currency, guys, that they print out of thin air and lend to us with interest, right? This is why the Aussie dollar is trash, guys. Absolute trash. So yeah, new all-time highs in Aussie, but you're right, Timmy. We haven't seen all-time highs in US yet. That's at 50. And when we break through 50 US, oh boy,
Do
oh
you think
boy.
J Powell dropping rates on Thursday could be the catalyst to take us there?
Look, it is a full 7 US dollars an ounce away. Now, having said that, we've gone up 3 US dollars an ounce, since I've been in the US, right? Which is a month or so. So could we get to 50
Well,
in a
Japanese carry
month?
trade last year pushed it pretty high.
It did. So I don't want to rule it out. I always err on the conservative side with my estimates. But hey, if Jerome does a big cut and the people run towards inflation hedge assets, that could be what pushes silver up to the
Did you
50.
say Jerome's a big cut?
He's a stunning no. What is
Hey, God, don't even
that?
go there, guys. Geez, I tell you, we got to hope. Hopefully, the audio is good on this,
Yeah,
otherwise, it might come across as.
we're pulling off a lot of cunning stuff here, but we've got to be
Oh,
careful.
I tell you, so have you done that often in your life?
We're
All right, back on track.
back on track, back on track.
Track here.
The track is markets, mate. Hyperinflation is coming,
That's where
Black.
we're going.
We're talking
Is
about the
it
fact.
unfair we're laughing and having a lot of fun here? How can we be having so much fun when the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket?
Well, I've been
if
repositioned in the right
I was
assets.
going to say, I'm wealthier than I've ever been. My assets are flying. My wealth is denominated in these assets. Like Bisha says, we buy these assets ourselves, right? So when silver's set new all-time highs in Aussie, you best believe that Sam, the silver samurai, is bloody happy about where life's at. So apologies, I know we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis. I know that it's rough out there for the average
What cost
person.
of living crisis?
I don't really
I've
feel it myself.
experienced it.
But I feel for the other people. You're more than welcome to come into Liberty Bullion and start to fix your problems.
That's an interesting comment, an interesting phrase, isn't it? Cost of living. Like you have to pay to live, but they give you worthless currency to do it.
Yep. Well,
But when
that's
you're
why
in.
you got to flip the script. You got to change
Let's
it.
talk about that because this is what on the channel last night, on this foundation channel that I was on last night, they were asking, so what is it about these assets that is better than what we're doing? I mean, you keep telling us that if I magically, and one somebody asked, but surely if cash is worthless, then you're telling us that we can go and buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. But you also just told me that cash is worthless, but it's not worthless enough. It's not so worthless that you can't buy these assets. Does
Which
that make sense?
I get that question all the time. They
That's
go,
the most absurd thing. What it becomes, you need to see Bitcoin at $1 million, gold at 20,000, and silver at $500 to really be convinced that it is worthless. At any one time, that of course there's going to be a trading price, but the price is going to go higher and higher as these assets, the cash loses
I think
more
what they were
value.
saying, is I was referring to the fact that cash is worthless. And they said, but you can use cash to buy gold and silver, right? I said, correct.
Yeah,
They
because
said,
someone
okay,
is
so
stupid enough to accept it,
yes.
like me.
Yes.
And then I get rid of the cash and buy
Right.
more Bitcoin. But
Right.
I have to carry a month's worth of exposure to your worthless Aussie dollars whilst I settle the books in order to buy my Bitcoin.
And that's it. People ask me all the time, Sam, you say cash is trash, but you accept cash. Yeah. And I take it straight to my suppliers. I don't hold it. I send it to my suppliers and they send it to the mines. And then the mines use that to pay their employees. So, yes, cash is trash and it's absolutely worthless. And, here's the thing, right? Gold's up 40% this year. Gold went up 40% last year. So if you'd bought $1 million of gold with me at the beginning of 2024, you'd be up over 800 grand today, right? 800 grand in 2 years on the world's safest asset with zero counterparty risk. To answer that question, Tim, what's so good about gold and silver? Why is it better than what we're doing now? Because you make insane amounts of money holding this stuff. You become incredibly wealthy, and that solves all of your financial problems around cost of living crisis and how much the cost of living is going up. Gold and silver go up faster. You're fine. It's all good. You're becoming wealthier, not poorer, like most people. You're becoming wealthier by holding this stuff.
Somebody asked me an interesting question yesterday on a consult. They said, if my real estate goes up 40% and gold goes up 40%, what's the difference?
Well, real estate is you have counterparty risk, you get massive taxes on it, massive taxes, and even bigger to come. So we got land tax here in Victoria, we got the view tax in Queensland.
Bedroom
They're
tax.
talking about bringing in a bedroom tax. Guys, the writing's on the wall. At Melbourne Uni, they taught me that the best asset class of all to tax is property because you have a registered fixed street address where the government can rock up with guns if you don't pay your taxes. Right? And people want to sit their net wealth in this stuff. They want to hold millions and millions of dollars this stuff and get whacked with huge taxes when they could just buy gold, silver, platinum, Bitcoin, pay no tax, no GST on the way in, no stamp duty, no land tax, no view tax, just get extreme portfolio growth and have zero counterparty risk the whole time. Oh, what's the difference between property and gold? You tell me.
I mean, that is absolutely one of the most electric summaries I've ever heard. But for me as well, it comes down to liquidity, the ability to be able to recognize value without having to get rid of the whole asset. The only way you can recognize value in a real estate game is more debt. So you have to go out and borrow against your existing equity, and then you can get liquidity from the asset itself, right? And if you're negatively geared, it means that you're paying more in interest than you are producing from that property itself. It's an absolute nightmare.
Negative gearing.
Yeah.
So what the hell is negative gearing?
There's more steps
I
to
mean,
that.
I mean, people talk about this like it's a good thing. That's like saying my gold's gone backwards. I'm really feeling good about this.
But Timmy, but the government will pay me money to lose money on real estate. Isn't it such a great investment? Yeah, it must be, right? If the government's going to pay you money to lose money, that's
correct.
Amazing.
Correct. To me, though, it's just it really does boil down to liquidity, is that I can't take a square meter of turf from my backyard if I was to own the property and then take it with me to Thailand and then sell it and then be able to have high baht locally spent and everything like that. So for me, liquidity, availability, fungibility, the homogenous nature of Bitcoin and its ubiquitous and it's globally recognized as a form of money. I think that's what gold, silver, and Bitcoin for me is why I'm so bullish on it. Outside of obviously number go up, the economic side of it is that they're true monetary assets. You don't get that from real estate. Real estate is not a monetary asset. It's not homogenous. It's not ubiquitous. There's varying. You can be in the same suburb and you'll have wildly different prices because they're not interchangeable, right? They're not fungible,
yep.
Right? They're different pieces of assets. They're different. Like, you know, you might have a $70 million Toorak mansion, or you might have like a $1.2 million apartment, right, with a one bedroom, right? So it's very different things, right? So that's why for me, gold, silver, and Bitcoin are the ultimate monetary assets. Is that they're liquid, they're fungible, they're divisible. You can use them anywhere and everywhere. That for me is what you should be building the base of your wealth around, and then you can, you know, parlay into fringe assets as well.
Yeah, and look, something I want to add as well to that is, and taking a big 1,000-foot view on this one, I beg people, please read books about hyperinflation. We've got one in the store that we sell, When Money Dies. I mean, 2033 is a great one as well. Read books
not
about
yet released.
Not yet released. Read books about hyperinflation, please. And once you've read all the books, once you've got to the end of them, make the decision, do you want to buy a property knowing how it performs in a hyperinflation scenario? Hint, hint, very poorly. Or gold. Now, does that perform in a hyperinflation scenario? It is one of the best assets to hold.
Without a doubt.
Right? So what should I hold here, property or gold going into hyperinflation? Guys, if you're asking that question, you haven't done enough research. Please read a book about hyperinflation, please.
And for all the property lovers out there, I'll make you a proposition. Sell your property, not financial advice, sell your property, right? Buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, and then sit on it for 3, 4, 5 years, and then buy even more property than you had
100%.
Before. I mean, like, if you're a really big property guy, like you really love you love your property, right? You're a big property guy, right? You love it, right?
Yeah, don't you want more?
So, yeah. Don't you want more of the same thing? I mean, sell what it is, what is one of the most overvalued pieces of real estate in the world, that is Australian real estate, followed shortly by, you know, Hong Kong, Canada, all that kind of places. Anyways, sell it. Wait a few years and then wait until one Bitcoin buys you the home of your dreams. Wait until 10 ounces of gold gets you the home of your dreams, right? It doesn't take much, guys. It doesn't take much. So just be patient. Get rid of your worthless real estate. Buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. And then you can buy that real estate back and then some. And you've still got the gold, silver, and Bitcoin.
But I had a guy on a consult about a couple of months ago, and he said to me, I've got millions of dollars in real estate. Are you telling me I have no wealth?
Yes.
And well, that's what I said.
You've got millions of dollars worth of debt.
Yeah, you've got a trading position.
Yeah.
I said, it's your dollars. What are you doing with your dollars? He goes, well, I'm going to buy more real estate.
Fantastic.
Okay, great. Well, that's how the story ends. Awesome.
Well, but that's how this thing keeps going. So what happens is the traditional, you know, you go to these property seminars. I went to them when I was a young buck, trying to find my way in the world, trying to make some money. I was 20 years old. I'd go to all the property seminars. They go, all right, mate, here's what you got to do. First things first, you got to get yourself on the property ladder. Do whatever you got to do, save a home and deposit. There's all these different schemes going around. Once you get onto the property ladder and you've got a little bit of equity in there, you borrow against it and you buy another property. And I'm like, all right. And then what happens when I've got the second property? You wait a little bit, you get some equity in it, and then you buy a third property. And then once you get to the fifth, then you go into commercial real estate. And then when you're in commercial real estate, you borrow against it, and then you buy more warehouses.
Do you mean it's all a Ponzi scheme propped up on debt?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. Whoops,
Dan, you got
sorry,
it.
Guys. Sorry.
And I was and the whole time I was going to these property seminars. Imagine this. I was a 20-year-old fish dog. I didn't even understand what gold was. I didn't even know what Bitcoin was when I was 20 years old, right?
I didn't think Bitcoin was around when you were 20 years old.
No, it
Oh,
was.
yeah.
I'm only 21. I'm
Oh,
always
yeah. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
31.
Sorry, bitch. Sorry.
I know I look old, but that's because I'm a crypto trader. You know
The
what
gold confiscations happened when I
I
was
mean?
20 as well.
So what really boiled down to was I went to these property seminars, and all they were talking about was buy more property, which sounds good on paper, but they don't disclose the fine print. To get onto the property ladder, you need to get exorbitant amounts of debt. And then once you're in that debt position, you're on this continuous hamster wheel trying to stay afloat, managing a debt position. When are you going to make your next interest repayment? This is why there's so many government incentives around propping up the property market, because if they let the air out of the property bubble, the entire Australian economy would collapse into a shit show. So yeah, that's essentially
Oh,
why.
right, as
Yeah.
opposed to where it is now.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of Australians' wealth is tied a lot of Australians' wealth is tied up in property. So whilst the economy is in a really bad way, because property prices have continued to increase, people don't feel poor, right? So whilst yes, the economy is a disaster, cost of living crisis, wages have completely flatlined, if not have gone backwards, and definitely gone backwards in inflation terms. But what hasn't gone down is their property. And so therefore they feel rich.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Whilst they might not have any liquid cash, they're sitting on a $1.2 million property with maybe $400,000 in super, going, "You beauty, mate, I'm all good. I can go down to the pub, have a dinner, I have my Palmer and a schooner, and I'm all right," because they don't feel poor. If the moment that the Australian property market collapses, that's it, bedlam, riot in the streets.
100%. We live in an economy that's built on the wealth effect. The biggest asset most people will ever own is their house. So when their house skyrockets in price, they feel rich. They go out, they buy a jet ski, they buy a boat, they buy a new Land Cruiser, and that makes the economy go round and round and round. But Bish is absolutely right. If the property market drops, there's no more spending, massive recession. And in that scenario, when there's a massive recession and massive unemployment, how is anybody going to pay rent? And when you're a landlord and your tenant can't pay rent, oh, how do you pay your mortgage? And then all these really difficult questions come into play, which we've seen play out in depression after depression after depression. And then you get a guy in a hat saying, "Hey, maybe don't do that." And yeah, people skewer you online. So what can you do, mate, other than keep
Well,
buying gold, silver, Bitcoin?
let's talk about the opportunity cost as well. Like, I mean, of holding a fixed asset position such as real estate, or maintaining your position in an industry super fund, or maintaining your cash in a commercial bank account, the opportunity cost is massive. Bitcoin has doubled year on year. If you came to me in September of 2024 and bought Bitcoin and held it till September of 2025, you would have doubled your net wealth. You put $100,000 in, you're sitting on over $200,000. It's insanity, guys. It's insanity. You do the you would have done the same thereabouts with gold and silver, right? Nearly doubled your money holding gold and silver. It is absolute insanity that you would hold anything else in an inflationary regime other than GSP, the Holy Trinity, my friend.
Totally agree with that.
Absolutely.
All right, boys, let's say, because I mean, we could talk all
Yeah,
day.
we sure hope so.
Now, I want some predictions. Silver's running, gold is just insane. There's an old saying that Lynette Zhang used to use, and that is the rise in the gold price is an indication of a collapsing currency.
Absolutely.
So where are these going, Sammy? Give us your next week, month, 3 months.
All right. So over the next week, we're going to see gold, silver keep tracking on upwards. Don't have a particular price target in mind on that short of a time frame, but over the next 6 months, we're going to see 4,000 USD on gold. It's not that far away now. It's just over $300 an ounce US.
Oh, yeah.
Silver, we're going to see 50 USD within the next 6 months. And I'm being conservative here, guys. It could happen within 3 here, but I'd like to be
So
conservative.
Phuket by March, April.
April would be the best
Can
time.
you make sure the silver
Make
price,
sure it
Sammy?
gets there,
Can
because
you
April.
sell some shorts or something
I'm
like
going to call Jerome. I'm going to say,
that.
Jerome, mate, you need to work with me on this one. We need to get the people to Phuket. And yeah, we're
Phuket
going to
in
do
April is the best time. I mean,
it. Phuket, April.
just before the wet season, right?
Oh,
And
shit.
it's you know,
So many
no.
dates.
I know I was setting you up for that, but it's just before the humid season.
The moist season.
Taking it down a notch.
Anyways, anyway, $50
This
by
Melbourne's
March.
lucky I ticked the not for children menu. You know, when you load it, it says not for kids. All right. So, Sammy, so okay. So you see 55 potentially April next year. And gold, where's that? 4,000.
4,000, 4,000 euros.
Wow, can you imagine that? So where does that, where would, you know, I mean, if people had bought gold at the beginning of this year
Yeah.
and we saw 4,000 gold by April next year, what sort of increase is that?
Oh, well, look, the start of the year would have been, I mean, we're up 40% so
You
far.
have to
So
be.
if we go up another 10%, that'll be a 50% gain for the year after a
Unbe
40% gain last year.
in virtually 1 year,
One
a
year.
50% increase.
On the safest asset you can hold, zero counterparty risk.
And not even taking into account currency debasement, which ran at about 18% last year. So silver's going to be about the same. All right, Bish, the next week, month, 3 months for Bitcoin. Go.
New all-time highs for Bitcoin before the end of the month.
Oh,
I'm
before
calling
the end
it.
of the month.
Yeah, that's the end of September. It's 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks. It's only a 6% move. I think that we might even see some volatility around Jay Powell's interest rate announcement. So we might
Okay.
spike up to 117, pull back to 112, test that support level, and then run off to new all-time highs from there. But whether we go up, then more up, or up, down, then up, the trajectory is up and to the right. And so for me, that's where I'm putting it. I would put Bitcoin 150K by the end of the year, which would give it a 50% upside move in
Wow.
over 3, 4 months in terms of what we've done. And then I'm anticipating Bitcoin at 200K by, March, April next year, because I anticipate Q4 from October to December of 2025 and the first quarter of 2026 to be the melt-up period of all risk assets. That includes equities and crypto in particular as well. And then that's when we start entering into some of our investors' favorite position, which is the blow-up bomb.
Yeah, well, please. No, we're not going near that again. We already, all right, boys, that is fantastic. So we're going to see Bitcoin running. Obviously, gold and silver just doing incredibly well.
Don't want they do.
I'm over all the people that are came. So I'm not even going to go near XRP today because
No,
that's all we're going to get on
not
this
today.
panel today.
No,
You don't know what you're talking about
no,
either.
no.
Anyway, leave all that alone. I think
Book tour.
book tour. If you haven't got tickets to the book tour, please buy tickets from Eventbrite. If you don't know how to get to Eventbrite, go
It'll be in
via.
the description.
In the description below, beattheresets.com.au. You can go via there. 17th, we're in Sydney. 19th, Brisbane. 21st, Perth. 23rd, Adelaide. 25th, Melbourne. We're nearly sold out of some of these events already. The book is raring to go. October 17th. Also, we're going to be at the Gold Conference, Sammy, very
Yep,
quickly.
absolutely. Gold Conference from 13th to the 15th of October. So, just about a month away now. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to get to see all three of us speak. We're going to be on a panel of panelists with Timmy
Yeah,
chairing it.
I'm hosting a panel of panelists. I took over from you hosting a panel of
Pretty
panelists.
epic. Good to see it, eh? So make sure to come along. It's going to be an amazing event. You get to speak to the three of us. Obviously, there's going to be a big BTR crew there. So you're going to be with other BTR family. You're going to hear from CEOs across the mining space telling you why to invest in their gold or silver mine. So yeah, great opportunity to learn more about the investment space, get a lay of the land, meet the three amigos, and
And you're giving away some stuff, isn't
I
it?
am giving away. So I'll be giving away 10 grand of bullion on the last day. You just got to, it's a door prize. So you've just got to get a ticket, be on the room on the last day, and you're in the chance to win either an ounce of gold or a couple of kilos of silver. So make sure to come along, guys. It's going to be epic. Make sure to come.
Absolutely. All right. Any final words, gentlemen? Anything else you want to say to the audience before we go?
One thing I've always resonated with you, Sir Tim, is that you always say, look after your health, first and foremost,
Yes.
right?
Yep. Good one.
It is absolutely the big one. I've been on a bit of a health kick myself recently, and it's so important that you take care of it, because if you don't have your health, you're not going to have the right mindset, the right energy to look after your wealth. So, guys, whilst we do talk about markets a lot, we do talk a lot about economics and looking after your wallet and making sure you're preserving your wealth. Absolutely, very important to do so. But please look after your health. Get out there, hit the gym, eat well. Obviously, go out and just make sure that you're taking care of yourselves so that way you can be around for your kids and grandkids for a really long time.
Fantastic. All right, gentlemen, that's it. We're going to wind it up and then we're going to get down and get a spot at lunch. But it's great to have you back, Sammy.
Nice
Australia
to be
was not
back.
quite the same without you here.
I appreciate
But
it,
it's good to
boys.
get the boys back together again. As always, ladies and gentlemen, look after your health, as Bisha says. Look after your family. And as always,
Make
good choices. Make good choices, everybody. See you soon.
Thanks, everyone.